things to make and do.
Family home evening. Christmas workshop. Christmas doorknob banner by Rose Ross Zediker. You may need some assistance with this activity. You will need lightweight cardboard or cardstock, scissors, green felt, glue, red felt, cotton balls. 1. Using the illustration as an example, cut the lightweight cardboard into a rectangular shape with a hole near the top for your bedroom doorknob to fit through. 2. Trace the shape of the cardboard onto the green felt and cut it out. Glue the green felt in place on the cardboard. 3. Cut a stocking shape out of the red felt. Pull cotton balls to loosen them and glue them along the top of the stocking. 4. Turn the stocking over and squeeze glue along the outside edges, but not the top edge. Press the stocking onto the center of the green felt and let the glue dry. The stocking should now form a small pocket. 5. Have every family member make a doorknob banner and spend the season leaving notes, treats, and other Christmas surprises in each other's stockings. Recipes. Spiced nuts. 2 cups walnut halves, blanched almonds or pecan halves. 1 small egg white. 1/4 cup brown sugar. 1 tablespoon sugar. 1 tablespoon cinnamon. 1. Pour the nuts into a large resealable plastic bag. 2. Crack an egg into a bowl, making sure to separate the white from the yolk. Discard the yolk. Add the egg white to the nuts in the plastic bag. Shake to coat. 3. Add the sugar and cinnamon to the bag. Shake to coat. 4. Spread the nuts on a greased baking sheet and bake 20 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit, 149 degrees centigrade. Pour the nuts onto waxed paper and let cool. Festive cracker dip. 8 ounces cream cheese. 1/3 cup sour cream. 1/4 cup chopped green olives stuffed with pimentos. 1 teaspoon liquid from the bottle of green olives. 1/4 cup chopped green pepper. 1/4 cup chopped red pepper. Stir the cream cheese and sour cream together. Mix in the chopped olives and olive juice. Form into a ball and cover with chopped peppers. Serve with crackers or vegetables. Berry bread. 3 cups flour. 2 cups sugar. 1 teaspoon salt. 3 teaspoons cinnamon. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1 1/4 cups oil. 4 eggs. 3 cups frozen strawberries, raspberries, or mixed berries. 1. Stir all the dry ingredients together in a large mixing bowl. Then add the oil, eggs, and berries. Mix well. 2. Pour the batter evenly into 3 greased and floured 8x4-inch, 20x10-centimeter loaf pans. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 177 degrees centigrade, for 1 hour. Family Tree Ornaments by Lori Nowen. These simple ornaments can turn your Christmas tree into a real family tree. You will need canning jar rings, photocopies of family photos, both living family members and ancestors, pencil, scissors, glue, yarn or ribbon, lace, optional. 1. Place a canning ring right side up on a photo. Make sure all the details you want to see are framed by the ring. Trace around the outside of the ring with a pencil. 2. Cut out the photo along the traced line and make sure it fits snugly inside the canning ring. 3. Turn the ring upside down. Squeeze a bead of glue around the edge of the photo and carefully place the photo inside the canning ring. Wipe away any excess glue. 4. Cut ribbon or yarn into desired lengths. Tie the ends together to form a loop for hanging. Glue the bottom of the loop to the top of the canning ring. You may also want to glue ribbon or lace along the canning ring for decoration. Allow the glue to dry and hang your ornament on the Christmas tree. End of Christmas Workshop.
A week for the Christmas story and a week for the Christmas story cutouts. Note, you will probably need assistance with this activity. As a family, use this activity to remind one another of the wondrous story of the Savior's birth. Begin on December 18th. 1. Find number 1, the star on the nativity scene. 2. Sing the song listed. 3. On page 37, find the item labeled number 1, cut it out, and glue it on the nativity scene in the outline that is the same shape as that item. Repeat on the following 5 nights. Read the scripture listed, sing the song, and then glue the cutout on the nativity scene. On Christmas Eve, read the 2 scriptures given at number 7, and then invite family members to share their testimonies of Jesus Christ. Sing the final song listed. This activity may be done all in one night if you prefer. You may also sing your favorite Christmas songs in place of those suggested. Accompanying this article, we have a star. 1. O Hush Thee, My Baby. Children's Songbook, pages 48 through 49. Number 2, an oasis. Luke chapter 2, verse 1, verses 3 through 5. O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymns number 208. Number 3, we have a cutout of a wise man. Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Away in a Manger, Children's Songbook, pages 42 through 43, or hymns number 206. Number 4, we have an outline of angels. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. The Shepherd's Carol, Children's Songbook, page 40. Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. Far, Far Away on Judea's Plains, hymns number 212. Number 5, we have the outline of a shepherd. Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. Silent Night, hymns number 204. Luke chapter 2, verses 17 through 19, Mary's Lullaby, Children's Songbook, pages 44 through 45. Number 6, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 and verse 11, with Wondering Awe, hymns number 210. 7. Isaiah prophesied, saying, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Centuries later, the prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon also shared their testimonies. And now, after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony last of all which we give of him, that he lives. For we saw him even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father, that by him and through him and of him the worlds are and were created, and the inhabitants thereof are begotten sons and daughters unto God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 to 24. Joy to the World, hymns number 201. A Week for the Christmas Story Cutouts is located on page 37 of the Friend magazine, and you have outlines of number 1, a star. Number 2, a picture of Bethlehem. 3, an outline of Joseph and Mary looking at the baby Jesus in the manger. Number 4, an outline of angels. Number 5, an outline of a shepherd. Number 6, we have an outline of 3 wise men. End of A Week for the Christmas Story and Christmas Story Cutouts. End of the section, Things to Make and Do. This concludes the Friend Magazine for December 2006. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Allison Jensen, Sharon Cruiser, Allison Hickey, Reed Mackey, Haley, McKay, Abby, Lloyd, Jacob, and Carmel Newell, and David Shaw. November 2006.